Esther was reading a list not too long ago of things that were cancer causing, and there were things, there was a long list of things, and the question said, and which of these do you think might be cancer causing? And it had things like chocolate pudding and carpet and all kinds of things that surround you. And then when you turn the page over, the answer was everything on this list. And Esther thought, well, just put me in a rocket and send me into orbit, because there's everything around us is that. Now, what we're getting at here is, as each day or week or as you move through your experience, you pick up more information about something that might be detrimental to your experience, and the information is convincing enough that you accept it as one of your beliefs, whether in anyone else's reality it is true or not, it is now something that you've accepted as part of your vibrational basis. So now when you do something that opposes it, you've got contradictory energy within you, and it's the contradictory energy that is more detrimental than anything else. Esther has had a really interesting experience recently where she has been unhappy with her steady weight gain for some time. And she stepped on the scales one morning and had passed a point that she had promised herself she would never pass, and she had gone way past it. And she said, "Arg." Well, we have redefined it a bit, but but within that came a rocket of desire. In other words, the contrast produced desire within her in a stronger, more emphatic way. And she said, "I want to figure this out." Within a half an hour, she had turned on the television, and there were some people who were presenting a new book called Sugar Busters. And as Esther listened to the things that they were encouraging people to release from their diet, Esther laughed, because the handful of things, it was a very short list, were all of the things that Esther loved most. She said to Jerry, "Think about what I had at Cracker Barrel yesterday. Every single thing she put in her mouth was on the don't eat list." So Esther felt like she had found some answers, and so she easily released this handful of things from her diet. And every day from that moment forward, when she gets on the scale, she weighs 1/4 pound less than when the day before. Every day, 1/4 pound. So every other day, her scale, which notes in the half pounds, tells her a half pound every other day. One day she said to Jerry, "Wouldn't it be interesting if all that has happened here is that this diet falls in with the beliefs that I first received about food? Beliefs that I thought I had released, but beliefs that I still hold. So what's happening here is now my behavior has lined up with my belief." Well, that's exactly what happened. In other words, it isn't that specific diet that would work for the whole world. It is that Esther said, "I want a way." And the way that aligned with her beliefs came to her. So what we're saying to you is, relative to this subject of nutrition, which we know is what you are talking about, not weight loss, but nutrition, fueling your body, is you cannot evaluate by taking a poll of what everybody thinks about it. You have to find what resonates with your beliefs. Now, it is absolutely true what you said, that you could eat cardboard and receive nutrition from it. But your beliefs have to be in alignment with cardboard before you can. And so what we encourage is, if you have desires that really challenge the beliefs that you hold, then work on modifying those beliefs. But in the meantime, if you've got desires and beliefs, and the belief is very strong, then often it is easier to go along with your belief. In other words, what we're talking about here is aligning the energy within you. You see, there are no truths that are true unto all of the universe. In other words, there is no desire that is appropriate for all beings. There is not one diet that is appropriate for you or anyone else. Your individual body will call to it what is most appropriate for it. So if we were standing in your physical shoes, we would say, Universe, inspire me. Bring the information. And we promise you, as the information comes, it will resonate with you. In other words, you'll feel it just click into place. Esther, when she heard what they were talking about, she knew it was the answer that she had just called out for. And Jerry, who is always watching, in other words, he doesn't want, Esther is very impressionable. And he does not want her to get swept away by some crazy diet because she fixes his food too. And he said, I don't know. And Esther could not hear him at all. She said, it does not matter what you think about this. I can feel it so powerfully. This is what I've been looking for, you see. You know it when you find it. And will it be that forever? Probably not. Is it appropriate for now? Certainly. You can tell by the way you feel, you see. Follow your own intuition. Your own intuition is right on for you always. You'll hear more as we move forward. Is there something left undone that you want to pinpoint more?
Just a question on timing.
Yes.
How fast can my body change? I know that when I was visualizing...
3 days.
3 days? Thank you.
Within 3 days of alignment, mm-hmm. every imbalance will vibrate out.
That's great.
Three days. No matter how significant the imbalance has been, once you find the alignment, 3 days.